The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
How can it
never
be?
Never.
We be the good day program with our friendly approach to what's going on in the world. Hello, hello, hello. So, who are the friends among us now? It looks like Jennifer Horne, or it'll sound like Jennifer Horne. It won't look like her. You
That's
can go
me.
See her picture. We posted her picture at Good Day and on the Twitter account, Facebook account, yada, yada, yada. We have live tweeting going on at Good Day Show, Face the Music with Facebook, all kinds of things there. Here's something interesting for us to chew on, Jennifer. El Presidente, Mr. Hope and Change, is going to declare the first national monument recognizing the contributions of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. He's not going to do this in North Carolina. It appears it's going to be in Greenwich Village, which is a large gay, in Greenwich Village, birthplace of America's modern gay liberation movement, so some say. White House has not responded to more requests for information about this. The event is scheduled for late June, early July, which as the same time as I think you go back to the summer of 69, after there was a lot of attention in the mid-60s to the civil rights movement, and then after that, gay rights earned some attention or gathered some steam, would you say, momentum. There were a number of riots, I remember them, in Greenwich Village between patrons of a gay bar, which was called the Stonewall Inn. Police raided the bar, arresting gay people because there was still a morals clause in the law in New York City. You couldn't be public. This is 1969. You could not publicly act as a gay person. If you went into a bar and solicited another person of the same sex, they were undercover. Imagine the money that was spent, the lunacy of this. There were undercover police officers who were cracking down on gay individual activity in these various bars. And apparently the mafia got involved, and they were paying corrupt police officers off to keep them away from gay bars, because the mafia owned the bars. It was good business, because this is a way that people of the same interest would, you know.
And they're making money from it, right?
They made a lot of money from it. So the protests culminated in the first gay pride parade, which was held in the summer of 1970. So it was about a year of these things going on. The district's now inviting people to a public meeting set for next Monday to discuss the proposal. My question would be, why is this up to the federal government? And I don't know whether I'm being, I don't know what I'm being by. I just don't like the government doing any of these sorts. I don't care what it is for.
Well, you're a limited government guy, you know. Stay out of it.
This is a national. There's a new unit of the National Park System dedicated to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender movement. I don't buy that. No.
I'm with you. I just don't think we need to start singling out movements anymore in this country. We're way too divided as it is. We need to start getting people to stop thinking us and them. And the way you do that is by streamlining everybody instead of pushing them further into groups.
It's very frustrating. It is.
And then by saying that, then you get people
you just
that
separate
are
them more.
Wacky on the left going, no, that's wrong. I'm a bit, you know, it's
right.
What happened?
Yeah. Self-awareness is great. Perception, acceptance of gay people, of lesbians, bisexuals, I believe, and that's why I've been so critical about what's going on in some of these southern states. But that's where you are in your own person. It has nothing to do with the government. But I don't know that I expect anything different from this bunch.
It's silly because let me live my life. You live your life. And what do we have to talk about?
Why put up a monument?
You don't need to put up a statue about it.
There's a forward movement here. If you want to go hashtag faithfully LGBT, I think there's a little more information there about it. And some of the famous gay people over the history of our country, politicians and church members and all that kind of stuff. So I'm all for equal rights for everybody. I don't think I have to say that. I am the least discriminatory person that you'd find anywhere. I believe in live and let live. Stay out of my face. Don't try to convince me that you're right. You know, just do your own thing.
I think what gets me about this is we've stopped. You just made me hit on something. We've stopped recognizing people for their actions and for their good behavior and for their successes. And we've started recognizing people just for a group they belong to or who they are. Let's start recognizing successes, right?
Yeah.
When do we build statues for someone who's successful anymore? Now we're building monuments for people, just for groups of people, just because they're a group, and we need to make them feel good.
There's speaking of feel good or not feeling good, there's no monument that should be put up for this guy, Dana Stubblefield, former San Francisco 49er. His wife filing for divorce after he was charged with an infraction. I'm going to say that nicely. Maybe I should just use the word because I've been very critical of how colleges, universities handle on-campus rapes. This guy raped somebody in a wheelchair or some other...
Yeah, allegedly disabled. A disabled person.
Right, exactly. His wife is now going to divorce him. The woman was interviewing to be a babysitter. And, you know, you look at this and you think, and I'm betting this guy's going to use, you know, the
head injury.
Defense. Right, exactly. Yep.
What about that? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. High school football player arrested for exposing himself in a yearbook photo. Ugh. Hunter Osborne faces 69 counts. Bad choice of how many you got done there, pal. Indecent exposure, one count of furnishing harmful items to minors. He's a senior at Red Mountain High School. I believe that's in Oregon, but I'm not sure about that. He says he was dared to expose himself by the football team.
Oh, well, then that makes it okay. That's fine.
Right.
Show your goodies. If the football team dared you, go ahead. That's a good reason.
Well, what I want to know, this photo apparently circulated for months in the football program.
Yeah, no one saw it.
The school administrators noticed it as they were approving some of the pictures for the yearbook. And you see these pictures of this kid who's basically naked. They've been floating around for months since the football season last fall. And they just see it now. Mm. So now he may go to jail, and he'll be branded as a sex offender in the registry if he's convicted of these charges.
Do you think that's appropriate?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that that's a sex offense, but I mean, we just have
bad
to
judgment.
Stop. Yeah, we stop. Have to stop tolerating this stuff. Oh my God.
I don't understand how people just keep doing these things over and over again and thinking they're okay and they're not going to get caught and it's not going to go anywhere because it's like over and over again it happens and over again people will have to go to jail or get in trouble for these stupid things that they didn't mean any harm by. And, you know, now it's going to affect the rest of their life. Just don't be so stupid.
Well, and dippy kids just think it's okay to push the limits just to see how much they can get away with. And I don't know what the answer is, how you change that, because it's really a cultural movement where you just
morons. You
push the envelope. You know, how much can I do? And gross.
All right, in a moment, the story of medical errors and how much they impact the cause of death in our country. You'll be shocked by what you hear next here on Good Day.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-643-2848.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-643-2848. That's 1-800-643-2848.
All right, 16, 17, almost 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Man, is this something else. You've heard those hospital horror stories. Surgeon removes the wrong body part. The other day when I was in the hospital with Meredith, she had a band on. Mm-hmm. And they kept taking those things that you see in the stores that get the price off of the tag that's on the food or whatever it is that you're buying, and now the strap has one of those IDs on it, so with every event they take a picture.
Oh yeah, they scan you.
They scan the ID.
You're no longer a person, you're a banana.
Right. Well, but I laughed. I said, well, that's Meredith said, why are they doing that? And I said, that's to keep them from instead of giving you medicine, taking off your left leg.
Exactly.
And,
right.
And, but I was being facetious. If you look at this study, it is unbelievable the number of medical items that are left in the people that are being operated on, and even scarier in this new study, the suggestion that most medical errors go unobserved. The study from the doctors at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore suggesting medical errors kill more people than lower respiratory diseases like emphysema and bronchitis. This would make these medical mistakes the third leading cause of death in our country.
Wow.
Medical errors are behind heart disease and cancer. What in the name of God? Last year, doctors estimate 251,450 more deaths due to medical errors.
The great
what are you out of your mind? Can you imagine the lawsuits? No wonder medical insurance is so high.
And why we pay so much for insurance, even with Obamacare, affordable care.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the great Bunky Horn, my grandfather, that's what we called him, used to say, you have to be your own doctor, your own lawyer, your own mechanic. And you do. You have to be your own doctor without having an advocate or being one yourself. You're in real trouble.
It is your responsibility to take care of you. But on the other side of that, how can you have to have an operation? How can you know, if you're out, what they left in you? do or what they did wrong.
I had a friend, they left a sponge in her girl car.
They left a little tool in somebody that I know, one of those little stainless steel tools. Oh. Good heavens.
Stories from Doug Steffens. The table you're putting together.
.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Go way back into the music of this week. 1999 is the year. Jennifer, the number five song, belonged to Cher Lynn Kersonian. That's Sarkeesian. That's
close.
Last name. Right, exactly. This is one of those first songs that was really big pop hit for her. She used that audio phasing thing that's in this.
And that's you believe. That's pretty good. That's
very
really good,
Jennifer. That is good, Jennifer.
I'm pretty good at chair.
Yeah, you are good at chair. Right. But there's that whatever it is, that has that sort of karaoke effect.
Yeah, it's like an auto-tune, sort of.
Four or five variants. Anyway, so this is great pop hit. Believe in life after love, after love, after love. Number five.
I can feel something
strong voice. I have never seen her. I've interviewed her, but never seen her in concert anywhere else.
I'd like to see Cher. Didn't she go on like a couple of retirement tours?
Yeah. No, I'd like to see her. It'd be great to see her. Okay, so let's see. From number five this week, 1999, Cher's Believe. We go to number four. Another good pop song by Sugar Ray. Called Every Morning.
I know it's not my mind. If I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand.
Yes.
Great band. It makes you think of summertime. I mean, every time I hear this, I feel like it's summertime.
So what happened to them? Do you know anything about what
happened? They're still around, and they perform, but, you know, Mark McGrath is the lead singer of Sugar Ray, and he's taken a lot of hosting jobs. He's done some TV, so.
Didn't he do some of the game shows? Is that the same guy?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of? Yeah.
He's done a lot of stuff on TV.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's Sugar Ray with the number four tune. This week in 1999 is what we're celebrating in this portion of the Good Day program. Number three, Sixpence.
None the richer. Not a good pop.
I love the barley.
Good week for pop music. Week of 99. Jennifer?
Right back at you there. So
we keep this going, you know.
Am I the toast?
That's good. Lift yourself up with some of this music. Okay. Number three, Sixpence None the Richer, Kiss Me. Number two belongs to TLC.
Another great song.
This is right from the operating room. The song's called No Scrubs.
You know what a scrub is?
In this circumstance, no.
Here, she's going to tell you.
Scrub is a guy who what?
He can't get no love from me. He's hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, meaning he's broke.
Really? So she won't date men who don't have money. Is that what you're saying?
He's trying to be like a big shot, but he's really just a broke cool.
All right. So speaking of cool, like him or not, I have nothing but respect, admiration, and every time I hear a Ricky Martin tune, I get a lot of... I just feel good.
I can see you totally grooving to this in your car. In the tractor.
I think this is a fabulous pop song. Number one, this week in 1999, belongs to Ricky Martin, Latin's Livin' La Vida Loca. The Goosebumps song. But there you go. The movement, you know what we're talking about. Rick rolled or not. Yeah, it wears wonderfully well. Actually, it's a pop song. All right, so that's it. Top five this week in 1999 for your listening and dancing pleasure here on Good Day. 28 past the hour.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This is Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262. Get you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I really love you. You're my best friend, the besties, as it were. It's the Good Day program. Here I am, Doug Steffen, with my friend Jennifer Horn, my friend Kara Schillen, and you, the story of mothers. Now, as Mother's Day is Sunday, more and more stories about mothers in the news, a rescue helicopter flying over the New Zealand wilderness. Have you seen these pictures? A helicopter sees Carolyn Lloyd's desperate plea for help. She'd written help, H-E-L-P, in the riverbed and in a nearby field on an island off the coast of New Zealand where she and her daughter were lost for 5 days. She'd formed the large letters using stones
in an attempt to save them from what almost would have been certainly a death, another way of getting around it. And they were keen to make their presence known, said the helicopter pilot. They were a bit worse for wear. They'd been in there for 4 nights in the open, no food, no water. They were feeling the effects of that, physically, mentally exhausted. And they said they were prepared to die. They're both Americans, father, daughter, Carolyn Lloyd from Charlotte. She'd been visiting her 22-year-old daughter, Rachel, who is a graduate student studying abroad at a school in New Zealand. Rachel wanted to show her mother the sights, so they set out to walk through the forest in a park in the Wellington region. And so they went up into this area, and they got completely lost. They took a track that brought them into some open range. They brought with them a couple of hours worth of water and cheese and mixed nuts. They thought they'd be gone for the afternoon and soak up some sun, have a little fun, yada, yada, yada. But they couldn't find the markers that they laid when they were going back the trail. So instead of following markers that they left, they followed some blue markers. But the path turned out to be a path for a pest control. Mm-hmm. They got into the jungle. They got lost in the steep mountainside. They stopped for 20 minutes to try to figure out where they were and climb back to go back to follow their tracks to go back up to where they were. And they found themselves overlooking a ledge, a 600-foot waterfall.
Wow.
That was the first day. Sun went down. The temperature went down to 40 degrees. They hung onto a tree trying to stay warm and awake because the terrain was unbelievable. They didn't want to roll off into that 600-foot waterfall. The mother said she was frightened to death. She stayed awake all night, held her daughter to keep her warm. They were worried about what kind of wildlife there was because this area...
Sure.
You know, and they put yourself in that position. Think about what you as a mother and daughter, you and your mother, Jennifer. Yeah. I'm just picturing your mother, Mrs. Sweeney, Ms. Sweeney, out there, and your mother holding on to you because apparently Rachel, daughter, slipped and fell into a pool of water, hit her head on a rock, and that's when the mother said that she really didn't know. At that point, she was exasperated. So this is only the second day. Hypothermia sets in. She lost her hearing, her sight, feelings in her legs. So the mother had to pick her up and carry her.
Oh, my gosh.
Back to civilization. And as she set up all these signs everywhere, they were unable. The father was back in Charlotte. He hadn't heard from him for a day or so. They had no cell phone, no reception up there. Are you kidding? No cell phones, nothing up there.
That's a tough lady is what that is.
Well,
absolutely.
This is one of those stories that should really, really make you appreciate your mothers because the mm-hmm. things that they will do for you, it's just amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
And the fact that it ended up being okay. That's the good part.
She saved her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did. Mom saved her.
But what's the option? You know, most great mothers wouldn't. Yep. They couldn't physically incapable of letting their kid go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so is that the mark of a super mom or just a regular mom? You couldn't. I know. I've seen my daughter is dealing with Miles being sick for the first time in his life. Had 103 degree temperature yesterday. He's a year and 5 months. And this is the first time he's really been sick. He hasn't been mm-hmm. cold once, and that was it. And so apparently what he got was some kind of a really bad flu that's going around. He's got a strong immune system because he's being fed well, taken care of. But children, as a matter of course, even if they're being fed well, taken care of well, their immune system is not as good, not as potent, as what happens when you grow up. So the doctor said that under some circumstances, what Miles has could be life-threatening. But Megan said that under this circumstance, what he had and his ability to fight it off would be, you know, he'd be fine in a few days. But you can imagine, first-time mother, Megan doesn't really know anything about these things, just knows that her baby is sick, and brings the baby to the doctor's office, and they put him in the hospital for a little while, and they work on him, and he's fine. But it is scary, as mothers only can feel this. They cannot, fathers can't feel this connection. This is a being that was in your body that you nurtured for 9 months. The baby comes out.
You
continue to nurture it. And so I don't think it's possible for men to understand how mothers feel when it comes to this sort of thing. Don't get me wrong, Miles is going to be fine. But she was just pretty spun out about it for a couple of days, as you can imagine. Not a great place to be. Any of you mothers who have had this, I don't remember Megan and or Brendan being sick much when they were children. Brendan was more likely to get sick than Megan was. Megan's pretty hardy stock, but Brendan, every once in a while, Brendan was accident prone. Even though Megan's clumsy, she can't dance, she can't move, she's like I am in that respect. But she's always stayed very healthy. Brendan, who's big, you know, 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, healthy looking.
Very healthy. But when he was younger, he was he had a growth spurt. He was short until he was in junior high school. And then he...
That's what happens to a lot of boys. I remember always being the tallest girl in my class, or the tallest person in my class until eighth grade, and then there were two boys who shot up behind me.
But under the circumstances, that takes a lot out of your body, out of your immune system, makes you weak. So... in this circumstance, Miles is growing well. He's got the right amount of weight. He looks and is a healthy, normal kid, but they still get exposed to it. Parents are teaching in a college. They're exposed to all kinds of germs. You don't know what you're bringing home with you. And he's out and about all the time. Brendan brings him to the park all the time, and they're out visiting. They go to places. They're very, very social.
You know how much better that is? Yeah, he's sick right now, but it's better to get sick every once in a while than have your kid just locked at home, so when they have to go to school, then they're sick all the time.
Right, and that's what you see. A lot of children go to school, they're just sick on top of sick on top of sick.
Because kids are dirty, and they pass their stuff around all over the place. You know, I mean, to get them built up now...
Moral of the story, kids are dirty.
They are. People are dirty, for that matter.
Dirty. Oh, see, you know how I am. I bring him out, when I'm with him, I take him to the dirtiest places. His father was horrified with me. We had breakfast a couple of weeks ago, and I took him outside while they were all, he was fancy, so I just took him out, and we found a sand pile. And he got in the sand pile, and he dug around in it, filled up his diaper with, he was pawing the sand down, got into his diaper and his pants. And then we walked by some cars, and he was intrigued because there were the spokes on the holes. So he stuck his hand in to feel the grease and the dirt and got it all over his hand and his arm. And I thought it was the coolest thing, and I walked back into the restaurant. Oh, look, he's got this. Father was ripping that I had exposed his son to grease and dirt, which is the best way in the world to stay healthy, get your immune system built up.
Come on.
All right, let's talk about how well you slept. We had some problems earlier today talking about Kara did not have a good night's sleep because she doesn't have a MyPillow. Jennifer, you don't have a MyPillow, but you're going to have.
I know. I'm excited.
MyPillow, and maybe hopeful thinking you'll get a pillow for a yet-to-be-named partner.
That's right.
A good night's sleep is so important. It is a life changer. Get a good night's sleep every night with your MyPillow. I don't mean that to sound like it's contradictory. Your pillow will be MyPillow. And MyPillow is not going to be your pillow because I'm keeping MyPillow. But your pillow can be MyPillow because MyPillow is a good pillow for you.
So confused.
And everybody else.
Whose pillow?
Your pillow is MyPillow. Get your own MyPillow at 800-874-8985. 800-874-8985. Easy number to remember. Make sure you use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen and get another partner pillow free. You get your pillow, you pay for it, partner's pillow free. Great. MyPillow with the fit. It doesn't go flat, doesn't get hot. You can wash it, you can dry it. Take care of yourself and get a good night's rest and sleep. My Pillow. 800-874-8985. You can order it online at MyPillow.com, but you probably will have a little more fun finding out more about MyPillow from an operator. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
In the news, should parents talk to their teens about sex? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Teen pregnancy rates are down, way down. And this is good, but compared to the rest of the world, they're still ferociously high. For example, Sweden has 10 times less teen pregnancies than we do. The feds tell us the rates are down because of better contraception like IUDs, plus teens, believe it or not, are holding off on sex until they're older. Here's the thing. Contrary to TV shows, teens do listen to their parents, so talk to them. DCOC advice? When talking to your teens about sex, it's not just about the technical stuff like safe sex. It's about sex in the context of love and relationships, plus the consequences of sex. Ask them if a baby appears, who will look after it? Where will they get money for food, for diapers, for clothes? Put sex into reality. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Check out my website, drchambersoncall.com, for my latest podcast.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The way our government tries to convince us to eat more fruit and vegetables, you would think those are the most important crops grown on our nation's farms. But the government apparently doesn't think so. Our tax dollars provide a wide variety of farm subsidies, price supports, crop insurance, disaster payments, market controls, and even direct product promotion. Big subsidies go mostly to large corporate farms, not family farms, and only to those that grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. Smaller subsidies are given for peanuts, sorghum, and mohair. But there are no subsidies for all the meat, fruit, and vegetables most Americans eat. When we look through the lens of liberty, we know that these special deals for chosen crops and producers violate the first principle of American democracy, equal treatment for all.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Picking out the right gift for mom is tough, but JCPenney makes it easy with the Mother's Day Jewelry Sale. Get 40 to 60% off fine jewelry, plus take an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or 15% off with any other form of payment. And with buy one, get one free in fashion jewelry, you can get something special for your mom and your wife. That's how you win Mother's Day. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. Valid 5-4 to 5-11. Some exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or visit the store for coupon details. Buy one item at regular price, get second item at equal or lesser value free.
All right, so we're into the mother's mode here, Mother's Day stuff. Here's the story of Jennifer Getsky and Nicole Kroll. They wanted to rewrite an old story, you know, the one, a woman wants to re-enter the workforce, well-educated, previously successful, basically a Wonder Woman, but can't get a job. So they started these two a business creating and recruiting women looking to restart their careers. Let's see, it's APRES, A-P-R-E-S is the name of the site. Mm-hmm. And this is obviously after the word in French that means after. So after you were successful, you know, you have babies, children, that sort of thing, and you want to go back to work, look for this career site. Stories at DougSteffen.com about APRES. Check it out if you will, please. 50 minutes past the hour, and good day. We'll be right back.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time for us to visit with our favorite pet expert, the illustrious Dr. Yeah, he's an honorary doctor, too. Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend at 53 past the hour. Lots of news from the pet world this week, including a focus on how good it is to hug your dog. We'll get Warren's take on that in just a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Silguera.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Mother's Day is fast approaching, and Sam's Club has everything you need to show her how special she is. Treat mom to a tasty meal that begins with mouth-watering ribeye steaks, just $9.98 per pound. Fresh asparagus, less than $2.75 per pound. And a beautiful touch that shows her just how much you care. A dozen roses, just $14.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
All right, so here we are with a Washington firm in, I'm talking about Washington, D.C., and Warren, just we were talking about this, apparently they have one in Washington, I'm sorry, in Los Angeles. It's not Uber, but Zuber. A car service, a limousine service for your pets. So the ride-hailing services that have been very, very popular have created a company called Rapid Paws, an on-demand limo service for animals. I want to know who's demanding it. As the dog demanding it? How do you? There's an app, apparently, Warren. You can download a smart on your smartphone an app or go on their website, and that's how you arrange the ride for your dog to whatever place. They have a special limousine for pets. I mean, I can't imagine.
I think it's a fabulous idea. I think there's a lot of people out there that don't drive. There's a lot of public transportation that don't allow dogs on them. So for that person that doesn't drive or lives like in a city situation and there's an emergency, heaven forbid, or they got to get somewhere to the airport, I think it's a great idea. I think it's super. I know a lot of seniors, for example, will call me sometimes and say, you know, I got to get my dog to the vet, but I have no way of getting there. Well, this gives them an opportunity or an option.
That's what it's all about. Yep. And there's the stories at DougStefan.com. But they have already had like 8,000 calls in the District of Columbia and in Maryland, because there are 400 vets, and as you just said, sometimes the dog is in an emergency and there's nobody around with a car. So it's really...
This needs to come to New York City.
Yeah, that'd be a great thing in New York City.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure that somewhere in New York City, if you were to Google dog taxi or pet taxi, you would come up with a company in New York City that does it. There are several smaller companies do it, not necessarily limos. They might have Priuses. The bottom line is that there are companies that have dog taxis around the country.
Yep. All right, last week, a lot of news reports... like this one, suggesting that according to a new study, you should not hug your dog.
If you're a dog lover in the store, you may love giving your dog a big hug. I know I do. But turns out they probably hate it. A new study shows the loving embrace may actually just stress the dog out because it feels trapped and unable to escape from danger. The head researchers say 81% of dogs in their study showed signs of anxiety when they were hugged. They recommended petting the dog or giving it a treat if you want to show some love.
All right, so we had in our constant, we have a constant tweet going on, and some of the comments, Warren, Maya writes, my two doggies come running for a big old hug. This pet expert has it all wrong. Roberta writes, a really stupid study. Lucy writes, dogs are made to hug. Mine enjoy hugs. Joyce says, a cat made up this report, I'm sure. All right, so what do you say about hugging your dog?
My entire reputation is based on hugging and kissing. The first thing dogs do when they're born is cuddle and hug each other. But the bottom line is this, there are certain dogs that don't like to be hugged. I'm one of those people that don't like to be hugged. So the bottom line is, if you have a dog that doesn't like to be hugged, don't hug them. But I would say that 90% or 95% of the people I deal with hug their dogs every day. And you know what? The dogs come looking for their hugs because they enjoy them.
Warren Eckstein, the pet expert here on Good Day.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.